Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Social Media Decoded podcast, the number one podcast to help you understand social media better so that you grow your business, get more clients, and monetize. I'm your host, Michelle Thames, marketing strategist, business coach, and your go-to guide for navigating the ever-evolving world of marketing. Today, we're diving into a topic that's both fascinating and crucial for everyone and anyone who is looking to stay ahead in the business world. The evolution of marketing, what worked then versus what works now. Marketing has transformed dramatically over the decades, and understanding this evolution is key, when I say, to crafting strategies that resonate in today's market. So we're going to explore some past trends, some current practices, and what the future holds, all while highlighting actionable insights you can apply to your business right now. So let's dive right on in and let's take a trip down memory lane and look at how marketing strategies have evolved, okay? The age of print and broadcast advertising in the early to mid 20th century, marketing was really dominated by print media, newspapers, magazines, billboards, and later radio and television. So brands like Coca-Cola and Ford became household names through catchy jingles, memorable slogans broadcasted to the masses, right? Example, remember in the 1950s, well, some of us may remember or not, but let me remind us, Sign of the Good Taste campaign utilized print and TV ads to create a strong brand identity for Coca-Cola. The second thing is the rise of direct mail and telemarketing. Now, as competition grew, companies sought more direct ways to reach consumers. And then that's when direct mail and campaigns and telemarketing became popular, allowing businesses to target specific demographics. Catalog companies like, I remember back in the day, Sears used to use direct mail to reach millions of American homes, offering a wide range of products. I think Sears is discontinued, but Sears used to be the store. I remember getting those catalogs in the mail and asking my mom, can we get something out of there? Events, sponsorships, and public relations. Brands then began associating themselves with popular events and causes to build goodwill and brand recognition. In the 1980s, Nike's sponsorship of athletes like Michael Jordan revolutionized, and let's for real, sports marketing, leading to the iconic Just Do It campaign. Now, let's talk about the present digital transformation. Social media has drastically reshaped the marketing landscape, like completely. The shift of digital marketing has taken place. Today, digital channels have become paramount. Businesses allocate significant portions of their budgets to online advertising, content marketing, and social media management. In 2023, advertising and marketing spending worldwide grew by 5% to over $1.65 trillion. Did you hear that? $1.65 trillion, according to Statista. Social media has been dominating, right? Platforms like Instagram, TikTok, and LinkedIn are essential for brand visibility and customer engagement. Facebook, because I don't know if y'all know, remains the most popular social media platform among marketers with over 3 billion monthly active users. So if you're not using social media, why are you using Facebook? Why are you not using Facebook? Content still is king. High quality, relevant content is crucial for attracting and retaining customers. Blogs, videos, podcasts, and infographics educate and engage audiences. 50% of marketers plan to increase their investment in content marketing in 2025 and beyond. Okay? And then data-driven strategies. Marketers now leverage data analytics, and you should too, to understand consumer behavior and to personalize your campaigns. We are going to leverage data analytics to understand consumer behavior and personalize campaigns. 63% of businesses have increased their digital marketing budgets in recent years, focusing on data-driven strategies, according to WordStream. Influencer partnerships. Collaborating with influencers allows your brand to reach your niche audience authentically. Helpful trends promoted by social media influencers have significantly boosted retail sales in the UK. Amazing, right? Now, if you're finding this discussion insightful and you want to dive deeper into crafting effective marketing strategies for your business, I do offer personalized consulting services. Whether you're looking to revamp your digital presence or adapt the latest trends, I'm here to help. Definitely click down below in the show notes or connect with me on LinkedIn to learn more. Okay. Now, let's talk about the future, the emerging trends. Looking ahead, several trends are going to take shape in the future of marketing. Just listen, okay? Artificial intelligence and automation. I know we're scared of AI, but AI is set to revolutionize and already has how we approach marketing, from personalized content creation to customer service. You know, it's 2025 and AI-driven automation is so integral in delivering hyper-personalized customer experiences. Privacy and first-party data. With growing concerns about privacy, brands will really need to focus on collecting and utilizing first-party data responsibly. Omnichannel experiences. Consumers expect seamless interactions across various platforms and devices. So brands are integrating physical and digital experiences, such as offering in-store events promoted through social media to engage customers holistically. You got to do it holistically. Got to. And I'm telling you, it works. It works. I've done it. I've worked in the industry. I've helped businesses. It works. Sustainability and ethical marketing. Consumers are increasingly valuing sustainability. I don't know if you've seen it. And ethical practices influencing their purchasing decisions. So companies are adopting transparent and eco-friendly practices. They are gaining the favor among the conscious consumer. Marketing is everything, okay? And marketing is in a constant state of evolution. What worked yesterday might not work today. And what works today might not work tomorrow. So staying adaptable, informed, and customer-centric is key to navigating this ever-changing landscape. If you're looking to stay ahead of the curve and implement strategies that resonate with today's consumers, considering partnering with an expert who can guide you through the complexities of modern marketing. Let's work together to elevate your brand and connect authentically with your audience. I want to thank you all so much for being a listener of the Social Media Decoded podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who might find it valuable. Thank you, friend. Until next time, keep innovating and keep embracing the evolution of marketing. I will talk to y'all in the next one. Peace.